This article was originally published on Popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. Elemental isn't just the 27th feature film from Pixar Animation Studios, but the second, in a post-pandemic world, to enjoy a theatrical release since 2020's Onward was quickly pulled and dumped onto Disney's then brand new Disney Plus streaming service. And it was there their next three features, Soul, Luca, Turning Red, would launch. Though last year's Lightyear saw a return to theaters with the kinda sorta Toy Story spin-off, only to be met with a collective meh. For many, its failure, both critically and commercially, seemed to confirm what many had begun to suspect. Had the once mighty Pixar lost its touch? Or have audiences been conditioned to expect the Pixar experience from the comfort of home, rather than inside a crowded theater? Honestly, Elemental isn't a bad film. It's bright, colorful, and built around a genuinely novel and interesting concept. But something is off, even when judged by Pixar's own standards. For reasons we'll learn later, Bernie and Cinder Lumen, fire elements, i.e., people, immigrate to Element City, a bustling hub where anthropomorphic elements, air, earth, and water, live in relative harmony in the pursuit of capitalism. Despite issues fitting in initially, they find their way and set up their own convenience store, appropriately named the Fireplace. Soon they add a burning little bundle of joy with their daughter Ember, Leah Lewis, who can't wait to inherit the shop and prove her worth. But Ember is literally hot-headed, get it? And her temper soon lands her in hot water, when managing the shop solo one day, going full purple, which causes the shop's pipes to overheat and burst. In the watery aftermath she discovers Wade Ripple, Mamoudou Athi, an insecure city inspector who also happens to be a water element, emerging from the watery aftermath. He not only dings the fireplace for shoddy pipes, but learning the shop was rebuilt without the proper permits. Even in a world of elements, there's still bureaucracy. As Wade ducks out to submit his tickets to City Hall before his shift is over, Ember gives chase, zipping through Element City in one of the film's most dazzling and creative scenes that show off the cultural, and physical, diversity of its citizens. Apart from being literal polar opposites, both Ember and Wade will have to see past their differences and learn to work together if there's any chance of saving the fireplace, and maybe fall in love. Elements don't mix, we're told again and again, but anyone who's ever sat through any rom-com, or modern Pixar films, knows exactly how things will play out. And that's what's wrong with Elemental on a molecular level, that it suffers from an identity crisis. Element City's siloed ghettos, where elements are separated by element type, feels a lot like Disney's own Predator, Prey's segregated world in Zootopia. A revelation that shoddy water engineering may have doomed Firetown feels like it could be commenting on 2005's destructive Hurricane Katrina but also Polanski's Chinatown. Perhaps the most damning thing about Elemental is how often it lives up to its name, a film that cribs liberally from elements of other films instead of finding a voice of its own. By all accounts, director, and sometimes voice actor, Peter Soane seems like a nice guy, and an enthusiastic ambassador for animation. However, with The Good Dinosaur and now Elemental, he's also objectively the worst Pixar director, at least when it comes to assembling a satisfying film. Elemental looks and sounds great, bursting with color and motion, especially from its characters, with solid voice work from its cast and an excellent score from Pixar stalwart Thomas Newman. With a style that heavily expands on Soane's 2009 short Partly Cloudy, Element City looks very pretty on a technical level, though much of its visual ingenuity comes from how familiar objects are rendered into elemental versions rather than create something truly new or awe-inspiring. It's a shame it comes so soon after Illumination's The Super Mario Bros. Movie, which had 40-plus years of Nintendo's world-building at their disposal when animating the Mushroom Kingdom. Unfortunately, that visual wonder is at the mercy of storytelling that's all over the place. Visual gags are seldom allowed to be discovered by viewers. They're either telegraphed or singled out explicitly with commentary or visual direction to the gag itself. You'd expect hand-holding from a lesser studio, or lesser storytellers, that doesn't trust its audience to get the joke or feels it necessary to over-explain everything. The first half is so front-loaded with visual gags and jokes it feels totally discordant with how serious and straightforward the second half becomes. Elemental desperately wants to show you its world-building, but it never feels confident about what the world actually is, or how strict, or lax, its own rules are. Worse, the more you pay attention to the finer details of how Element City works, the less its rules start to make sense. Normally, this wouldn't matter, but when sections of its plot can feel invalidated by logical inconsistencies, it's difficult to muster enough enthusiasm to stay invested in what's going on. Son has said the story of Elemental touches on his personal experience as the son of Korean immigrants, about straddling different cultures, which is keeping with much of Pixar's, and parent company Disney in general, focus on crafting personal narratives for their stories rather than generic fairy tales. In this way, the personal becomes universal. However, Elemental seems far more inspired by countless rom-coms and other films than anything resembling a personal narrative. 1985's An American Tale was a superior immigrant story, while Pixar's effort feels closer to 2002's My Big Fat Greek Wedding. While certainly on the lower end of Pixar's catalog, Elemental isn't a bad movie, or even a bad Pixar movie. There are moments that feel inspired, even brave, with its attempts to blend a more adult rom-com, systemic bias, and cultural displacement. It's a film overflowing with ideas, but these ambitions become, diluted when run through the Pixar machine, which increasingly feels more Disney-like rubber stamping than movie magic. Elemental is worth seeing, even if you've already seen it before. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popzara.com.